Speaking at a gathering today, organized by the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries to discuss the country's economic outlook, Mr. Biti said credible elections are the only weapon against the country's economic wars. Zimbabweans are expected to go to the polls sometime this year after a referendum on the new constitution, which some officials have said could come as early as March. Biti believes an election that is seen as fair and credible will open the floodgates to foreign direct investment.
The first ingredient for a sustainable state and a sustainable Zimbabwe is peace and political stability. That is the first ingredient. It's the first precondition. It doesn't matter whether it's the United States of America, whether it's Singapore, whether it's Rwanda, whether it's Somalia, whether it's Burundi. The first precondition is of peace and stability. We in the Ministry of Finance are very, very fortified, not only by the rhetoric, but also the body language of our political leadership, President Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
The finance minister said he hopes that the country's economy could grow by at least 10% over the next several years, thanks to increased production in the mining and agriculture sectors. However, he expressed disappointment over other less productive sectors of the economy.
We have got the highest level, about 18%. 18% of GDP is government wages, whereas the standard is 7%. Between 73 to 75% of our income is going to government wages. And those figures speak for themselves. So we are actually the highest on the African economy. And again, to come back to memory's theme, are these wages linked to productivity?
With Biti pinning his hopes for the country's economic recovery on agriculture, he said a land audit must be carried out if the proposed constitution is adopted to ensure that redistributed farms and other lands are being utilized to their potential. Due to the country's poor economic showing over the last decade, which Biti blamed largely on President Robert Mugabe's land reforms, Biti said Zimbabwe has struggled to repay its debts to global lending institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. The minister said Zimbabwe's foreign debt is now hovering at more than $10 billion.
In the outlook period up to 2020-2018, mining will grow as high as 35% of GDP, with agriculture falling. In fact, in 2012, agriculture was only 5% of GDP, and we only revised this because of tobacco. Otherwise, it would have been minus 4.4% agricultural growth rate in 2012. And that is not a sustainable economy, ladies and gentlemen.
Minister Biti likened Zimbabwe to a poorly run company and urged the country to improve its portfolio and business-friendly image.
We have to produce, we have to have a GDP of $20 billion, so that the levels of wages to GDP reduce to accepted levels of 8% of GDP, 30% of your expenditure. If Zimbabwe was a private company, you wouldn't be functioning. You would close.
Biti said the finance ministry is in the process of drafting a law that, if approved by parliament, would compel the government to lay out its economic projections for at least 5 years, saying this would help officials set budget priorities and improve planning. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.